Welcome to all the bold, courageous, and powerful women tuning in to Find Your Fabulous. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and it's time to ignite your full power. Are you ready to embrace your talents and worth and unleash the wise goddess within? I've got the information, inspiration, and revelation you need to ignite your personal power so you can stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. Connect with other powerful spiritual women who yearn to be fully expressed. The world needs you, full power. Let me guide you to find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. It all starts now on the Find Your Fabulous show. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison, and you are listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us help you experience the pathway to finding your fabulous every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, where we will have information, inspiration, and revelation to help you ignite your personal power and reclaim the passion and purpose we all hold within us. In today's episode, we are going to get down and dirty as we unpack the powerful messages in the blockbuster hit, The Barbie Movie, and how award-winning director Greta Gerwig took a child's toy from a feminist villain to an empowerment hero. My mission as a seasoned psychologist and women's empowerment coach is to guide women midlife and beyond to step into their full power by learning to love and honor themselves, connect to their inner guidance system and the divine, and to utilize the support of like-minded others so that they may reclaim their passion and purpose and share their gifts fully in the world. In my work, I'm constantly looking for inspirational resources, and I just have to tell you, the Barbie movie has tickled me pink. I was born in 1961, just 2 years after the creation of Barbie by Ruth Handler, a pioneering businesswoman in her own right. Barbie was a hot ticket item in my childhood. My first Barbie was a brunette with a bubble cut hairdo. My sister had the blonde version of this model, and 5 years older, she bored with Barbie before me and passed the doll on to me. Now, I was raised in humble circumstances and mostly wore my sister's hand-me-down clothes. So new Barbie outfits brought a special joy to me. I loved the glamorous gowns and the plastic high heels, so different from my own clothes. I didn't own a Ken doll, so when my imagination took Barbie to a fancy event, the second Barbie put on pants and became the escort. Now, I had baby dolls, but I played with Barbie much longer than any other doll. It was the outfits. I should mention as well, I was a very active child, a tomboy, really. And most of the children in my neighborhood were male. So I was climbing trees, racing bikes, and playing superheroes just as much as playing with Barbie. She was more my rainy day secret pleasure. It wasn't until college when I became highly invested in women's studies and the equal rights movement that I came to understand why Barbie was a feminist villain. Feminists detested the doll in the 70s. According to Gloria Steinem, a prominent leader in the women's movement, Barbie was everything we were told to be and were fighting against. Beautiful arm candy for powerful men, not appreciated for our own talents and intelligence, but for how we brought status to men. Now, I sure get that and understand their disgust. plus the many critiques of the impossible body dimensions of Barbie and how they can diminish the self-worth of growing girls who will never look like that. Although in my opinion, Barbie, as an obvious toy, was a weak influencer compared to the impossibly thin models and starlets we saw on TV, the movies, and magazines. And now, in the current age, blasted all over social media, we are constantly bombarded with bodies that we will never achieve. Then there is the blatant consumerism. Never enough outfits or accessories, houses, toys, cars, swimming pools, more dolls, more stuff. I don't disagree with any of these judgments, but perhaps Barbie was just reflecting the values of the greater culture. Slim is in, beauty is power, whoever gets the most toys wins. Barbie has always acted as a mirror to the culture, and yet we loved her anyway. And this adult, glamorous-looking doll allowed us to imagine what we could be when we grew up, other than a wife and mommy. And that was the whole purpose of the doll, according to its creator, Ruth Handler, a shrewd businesswoman and inventor who, with her husband Elliot, created the Mattel Toy Company and was its president from 1945 through 1975. What's truly amazing about the Barbie movie is how it took the glitz and glamour of my childhood Barbie and used it to illustrate a lesson on how patriarchy harms us all. Rather than being another cute movie to buy more dolls, to get kids to buy more dolls, I think director Greta Gerwig's Barbie is a story which speaks most powerfully to those of us who lived through the women's movement and are still struggling with the limitations imposed by patriarchy. And, well, it's a hell of a lot of fun. The music, the sets, the costumes, the song and dance numbers, and that Ryan Gosling stealing the show every time you look around. And the utter pinkness of it all. So here are some fun facts about the movie. Barbie has taken the box office by storm, earning more than $1.38 billion worldwide to become the highest grossing film in Warner Brothers' 100-year history. It is the highest grossing film ever from a female filmmaker. And it is the largest worldwide release of 2023. The movie's director, Greta Gerwig, claimed that there was so much pink paint used on the sets of Barbie that it caused a shortage of the colors internationally. Now, I don't know if this is an absolute fact, but there was a whole lot of pink in this movie. And you are listening to Dr. Diane and Find Your Fabulous Show. And if you'd like to learn more about my empowerment coaching, just go to my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. So let's unpack this movie, this allegory on the ills of patriarchy. Well, first, this movie uses the word patriarchy more often than I do, and that is saying something. I can't think of another movie or even a play that flat out addresses the concept of patriarchy so directly and so clearly. Now, I've been working with women for 30 years, women who struggle to own their value and worth. And for the past 8 years, I have been blatantly calling out the root cause, the rules and power structures of the 5,000-year-old system of patriarchy, which has brainwashed women to believe that our value to society is as caretakers to others, wives and mothers, keepers of the home and hearth. And this system also tells us, in a very effective ploy to keep us in our place, it is selfish to focus on ourselves. But how are we ever to empower ourselves if the very act of self-reflection is deemed selfish. The abundant use of the word patriarchy has pissed off some conservative pundits, but that is the point. Love Barbie or hate Barbie, if you see it, it makes you think. And if you are like me, you may have seen this movie more than once, and you may even own it. So, why is this movie touching us so much? What is it reminding us of? In this movie, the main character, stereotypical Barbie, played by Margot Robbie, takes a true heroine's journey. In the work of Joseph Campbell, the hero's or heroine's journey is an adventure or quest that leads a person on a journey of growth and transformation, which allows their authentic self to bloom. Think of Mulan, the female warrior, or Frodo in The Lord of the Rings. The Barbie movie begins with a very clever spoof of Stanley Kubrick's 2001: A Space Odyssey. If you've seen it, you remember the opening scene of 2001 where the apes are transformed by the sudden appearance of this huge monolith. In Barbie, we have our very first empowerment scene. Little girls are playing with their baby dolls in a kind of bored, automatic way in a bleak, kind of rocky setting. Suddenly, a huge, beautiful Barbie doll appears, and they lust for her and start bashing their baby dolls against the rocks. It was a powerful scene and gave me my first hats off to Greta Gerwig. In the meat of the movie, Barbie journeys from the ideal fantasy world of Barbieland, where every day is a great day and all the women, all the Barbies are in power, to the real world where she discovers the status of women is very different indeed. But through her adventure, her trials and tribulations, she moves from a superficial, pretty doll into a wise and compassionate woman who sees herself and the world in a very different way. She is transformed and empowered to choose the messiness of human life. Here's a quick plot summary. Barbie is living her dream life in Barbieland, where every day is perfect, until she starts having thoughts of death. Dolls don't die, and her feet, always on tippy toes for high heels, go flat. She becomes grounded in more ways than one. An existential crisis ensues. This is her call to the adventure, and she's really not that excited about it. The other Barbies are completely grossed out by her problems and advise her to seek the wisdom of the Barbie Land mystic, Weird Barbie, the wise woman and shaman, fantastically played by Kate McKinnon. Weird Barbie convinces Barbie that to regain her health, she must travel to the real world and find the little girl playing with her who is having these sad and dark thoughts and help her. So the quest begins. Ken, who is rather addicted to Barbie, sneaks along as the sidekick. One of the thought-provoking and, for me, most delightful themes in the movie is that patriarchy is flipped on its head. In Barbieland, all the different Barbies are in power. They run the world. And the Kens are mere accessories. Handsome eye candy, whose only job is to beach, and who only feel good if the Barbies notice them. It makes you take a look at the inequity in our world in a whole new way. What would it be like if women were in charge and had all the power? Can you imagine this? But you know, from about 1.2 million years ago until about 3000 BC, the world was matriarchal. I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to the Find Your Fabulous Show. You can find out all about me and my empowerment coaching at my website, www.fullpowerwomen.com, or email me at drdiane@fullpowerwomen.com. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I will continue unpacking this delicious movie, the Barbie movie. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Hello, we're back on the Find Your Fabulous show with Dr. Diane. Today we are unpacking the messages and lessons in the Barbie movie. I have been summarizing Barbie's quest to the real world, thinking that this adventure will help her return to the status quo, but encountering many lessons and insights along the way. In the real world, Barbie discovers sexism and misogyny, and the news that women aren't in power. And Barbie dolls maybe aren't necessarily empowering little girls to believe they can be anything they want to be. This is truly shocking and mind-blowing, as she never questioned the status quo in Barbie land. It begins to rattle her paradigms and thoughts of safety, of what is. How many times have we, in our life's journey, been shocked into new awareness by the unexpected challenges in our life? It can be quite painful, but it also creates our wisdom, opens our hearts, and expands our worldviews. In the real world, Barbie not only experiences the pain and confusion of patriarchy, she also has enlightening experiences that open her mind and heart to what it truly means to be human. She discovers the beauty in an elderly woman's face. No one ages in Barbie land. As well as the joys of family and of children, she becomes enchanted. But every quest must have trials and tribulations, and Barbie is snatched up by the all-male Mattel toy company execs. These execs mean to put Barbie back in the box and back in Barbie land, where she belongs. How dare she step out of line? Has that ever happened to you, where you dared to step outside the box of your expected duties, responsibilities, and behaviors, and other powerful others tried to shove you right back in place? How did that make you feel? And just when we think we're making progress in women's equality, the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, and the Equal Pay Bill, the Equal Pay Act, never even makes it to the floor of Congress for a vote. So, how frustrating. But back to Barbie. In this quest, Barbie outsmarts the execs and escapes with the help of the ghost of Ruth Handler, the creator of Barbie, who represents otherworldly help. Ruth looks like everyone's warm, wise grandmother, complete with tea and great advice. She also encounters human allies, Gloria and her daughter, Sasha, the power of like-minded women working together for good. Now, Gloria is a working mom and a Mattel employee, and every woman. She feels invisible and unappreciated in her work and home life. She is the one with the dark thoughts that Weird Barbie identified. And now she dares to stand up to the man to help the doll she has adored since she was a little girl. She becomes brave and feisty, bucking the status quo and daring to rebel. Even teen Sasha, who has rejected dolls and the affection of her mother, is caught up in the cause to help Barbie. And she even grows closer to her mom in the process. True woman power. With these three musketeers racing and careening through the streets in their practical mom car, outpacing the bad guys to turn into to return Barbie to her home, you just have to cheer. But let's not forget about Ken, as he represents the traditional female in patriarchy, an accessory to Barbie, not someone in power and in control. In the real world, Ken discovers that men are in power, and it is intoxicating. He gets instant respect just because he is a man. He takes his limited understanding of patriarchy and turns Barbie Land into a bastion of toxic masculinity. Barbie Land is turned into this kind of fascist-like state where Kens are in charge and the Barbies all become brainwashed into submissive Stepford wives. It is powerful in its ridiculousness. So let's return to tracking the heroine's journey. We've had the call to adventure, the meeting of the mentor, Weird Barbie, the initial refusal and ultimate commitment to the quest. We've talked about crossing the threshold into the real world, the tests, the allies, and the enemies. Then, in any heroine's journey, must come the ordeal. When Barbie, Sasha, and Gloria return to Barbie Land, they find it transform. Barbie's beautiful dream house is this weird mojo dojo casa house with horse and cowboy images everywhere. Her friends are robots she can't relate to anymore. And Ken has turned into this kind of arrogant jerk she wants nothing to do with. Well, Barbie loses her shit and has a total meltdown. Maybe you can relate. But her woman allies, Gloria and Sasha, pick her up literally and take her to the wise woman once again. Once again, modeling the power of women supporting one another in our growth and transformation. But it is Gloria, this ordinary woman, who saves the day. She gives this impassioned speech to Barbie about how wonderful Barbie is and how impossible it is to be a woman in this day and age with one foot in our old patriarchal roles and one foot in the world of opportunity. And this expectation that we should manage all this complexity with kindness and gratitude, thinness and youth, and a smile on our face. This is the predicament of the modern woman I have long observed and why I became an empowerment coach dedicated to helping women claim their value and worth and freedom from this patriarchal programming. I'm Dr. Diane, and you're listening to the Find Your Fabulous show. You can find out more about me and my empowerment coaching at my website at www.fullpowerwomen.com. Well, the speech snaps Barbie out of her funk, and it breaks the trance holding the other Barbies. Barbie, who is becoming increasingly insightful as well as human, observes, by giving voice to the cognitive dissonance of living under patriarchy, you robbed it of its power. Not the kind of observation you expect from just a pretty blonde doll. Through the magical power of the speech, the Barbies are restored to their former selves, and through their cleverness and womanly wiles, they use the Kens' insecurities to get them to turn against each other. When the Kens are occupied with their crazy battle, the Barbies resume control of the government, but all is not well. The Kens are now demoralized. They have had a taste of power and do not want to go back to what was familiar. Sound familiar to you? Ryan Gosling, his Ken now has his own existential crisis. If he is not in power and he is not Barbie and Ken, because frankly, Barbie wants none of that, then just who is he? But through deep empathy and compassion, showing her increasing humanity and realness, using her feminine superpowers, Barbie helps Ken see that he is good enough just as he is. And again, Barbie, with the help of the ghost of Ruth's handler, decides she wants to become fully human. The movie ends with Barbie making a very feminine power move, her first visit to the gynecologist. On Barbie's heroine journey, she moves from just a pretty, friendly, stylish, but superficial doll to a tender-hearted, courageous, and compassionate, insightful woman, choosing a life despite the ugliness of continued patriarchy and despite the truth of a limited human lifetime. This fun, engaging romp of a movie takes us through powerful history lessons on the effects of patriarchy on both men and women and the slow progress of women's equality. We've certainly got more power, but we have yet to reach equality, and we are still objectified and sexualized, especially if we dare to be physically attractive. This sad state of affairs is bad for both men and women, and both genders struggle to find their healthy place in the world. This is why I do the empowerment work that I do. In close, patriarchy is still alive and well, my friends, and if you wish to detox yourself from the powerful messages and limiting beliefs that keep you playing small, if you are ready to begin the adventure of your life, building a kind and loving relationship with yourself, discovering your inner wisdom, if you are ready to tap into your deepest desires and begin to manifest them in the real world, I am here to guide you on this empowerment journey. You can contact me at www.fullpowerwomen.com or get a taste of me at my private Facebook group. Find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess. And if you haven't seen the Barbie movie, I highly recommend it. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Find Your Fabulous with Dr. Diane. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every first and third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. Central time, and 11 a.m. Eastern time. Next time on the Find Your Fabulous show on Monday, November 20th, I will be interviewing acclaimed author Vivian Probst. We will be diving deep into the masculine bias she discovered in the English language. This is truly going to be juicy. So have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time. I'm your host, Dr. Diane, and you have been listening to Find Your Fabulous. It's time to ignite your full power. Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio for information, inspiration, and revelation to ignite your personal power. Connect with other bold, courageous, and powerful women who are ready to stop playing small and reclaim the passion and purpose that we all hold within us. The world needs you, full power. To find your fabulous and ignite your inner goddess, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.